Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. At this time, we're going to start off with a word of prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord at this time and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you. We humble ourselves, O God, and we give you thanks and we bless your name. We ask for mercy, Lord. We ask, God, that you'll forgive our sins and our shortcomings. Have mercy on us, Lord Jesus, and stretch forth your mighty hand, Lord. Touch our hearts, touch our minds, Lord. Clean us up on the inside and on the outside. Work on us, Lord God, as we present ourselves before you. Make us holy, Lord. Make us pure in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for strength and for power. Lord, we are calling on you today. They're asking you to stop by here just a little while, Lord, and make your holy visitation in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we are down here waiting on you, Lord. But without you, we can do nothing, oh God. We need you to intervene for us right now as we're praying, Lord. somebody's in trouble, my God. And we're praying, Lord, that you will send deliverance in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, somebody is stricken in their body with a sickness or disease. And we pray for healing right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we ask that you will visit the hospitals, oh, God, and all those facilities where the sick are laid up, Lord, and lay your hand upon them. Touch, Lord, heal, and make whole right now. Work wonders, oh, my God, and work miracles in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we ask that you will look on those who are weak in the spirit, Lord Jesus, feeling weak like they can't go on, Lord. And we're asking you to strengthen them, oh, God, and help them to continue on in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, lift heavy burdens. Oh, my God, destroy the yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus, and let your blood cover us, Lord. We're looking unto you, for you are the author and finisher of our faith. And without you, Lord, we are nothing. Oh, Lord, we are waiting on you down here. Bless, Lord, while we're waiting. Touch, Lord, while we're waiting on you. Move, Lord Jesus. Work wonders, oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Look on the backslider, my God. Give them a mind to return unto you, Lord. Look on the sinner today, oh, God. Have mercy and forgive sins. Save the lost souls, Lord. Save the sinner today, Lord, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. We are waiting, Lord God. We can't make it without you, Lord. We can't do anything on our own, but we're depending on you, Lord Jesus. Just waiting right here, Lord. And now, my God, be merciful, Lord, and bless us during this broadcast. Oh, Lord Jesus, be with us, oh, Lord, and send forth your word. Send power, Lord God. Send strength in the name of Jesus. Let your word minister unto everyone, every listener, oh, my God. We believe you, Lord, and we're taking you at your word, and we count it as done. And we thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for all that you've done, for what you're doing now, and for what you're about to do, oh, God. And we bless your holy name. We ask it in the name of the Father and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise God. We thank God for prayer. We just thank the Lord for blessing us. Amen. It's indeed a blessing to be back here one more time on this broadcast. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture read by Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer. I will be reading the 104th number of Psalms. Verse 1 through 7. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covers thyself with light as with a garment, the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angel spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. Thank God for the reading of his word, verse 1 throughout 7 of the 104th number of Psalms. May God ever bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that scripture read by Evangelist Maybelle. And that's a beautiful passage of scripture, very encouraging. Amen. And I thank God once again for how he has blessed us. And for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And I am the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, located here in Baltimore, Maryland. And Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, Incorporated, and that is located in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer. Praise the Lord. And I just want to take this time and just bring some announcements, because on today, we're also going to have a scripture reading, as we've been doing throughout the course of this year. We started off as something that we would like to accomplish, and that is reading the Bible throughout this year from Genesis to Revelation. And as was mentioned previously, we'll be reading from a place where we think everyone may be. If you're behind, that's okay. If you're ahead, that's okay. Amen. Hearing the word of God at any time is beautiful. Amen. Praise the Lord. So just want to give a few announcements, and then we're going to have the scripture reading. So just so you know, the broadcast does air every Friday evening at 7 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen to the broadcast by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online by going to the website www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title I School. And if you would like to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry by email, you can send us an email at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. If you want to communicate with us by postal mail, P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And if you would like to text a prayer request or leave a prayer request on voicemail, you may do so by dialing 410-209-7503. And we also have a guest call-in line for anyone who would like to be on the broadcast with us. You're certainly welcome to join us live, and you may do so by dialing in 978-990-5270. The access code is 7946-408. And if you feel that you want to call in and have a special request, prayer request, you can also use the guest call-in number to call in for prayer. And just want to remind everyone to keep everyone who is on our prayer list in your prayers. Keep each one lifted up in prayer. And let's continue in prayer for our pastor, Pastor Jackson. Let's continue to pray for our church family, Christian Temple Church family. And also let's keep Deacon Nehemiah Jackson and his wife, Sister Doreen Jackson, in our prayers. Also Elder Barry Johnston. Continue to pray for my brother, John Henry Fuller, and David Austin. And let's continue to pray for all of the bereaved families, and for our youth, and for one another. Let's keep our leaders lifted up in prayer. So we do thank the Lord for the announcements at this time, and we're going to prepare for our scripture reading. So get your Bibles if you want to read along, or you can just listen as the scripture is being read. And we're going to have the scripture reading done by our own Dr. Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast over to her. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist Nebel, everybody on the broadcast. And I am so happy that to report that according to my calculations, we are at the end of Numbers and the beginning of Deuteronomy. So the way that we decided to do it was to break the reading down over the course of a year by the page number of my Bible, which, you know, your Bible might be different, but my page number is 732. So it's two pages a day for 365 days to get to the end of that. So we are on page 114, and that number for me, that's Numbers, the 34th chapter, but a portion of the 33rd chapter is on that page. So what I plan to do is just read that small portion and then Numbers 34, 35, 36, and the beginning of Deuteronomy. We will be in Deuteronomy. I want to at least read the first chapter of Deuteronomy if we have enough time. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to start with Numbers, the 33rd chapter and the 50th verse, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When you are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. And ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land, and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. And ye shall divide the land by lot for an inheritance among your families, and to the more ye shall give the more, and to the more ye shall give the more inheritance. And to the fewer you shall give the less inheritance. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falleth. According to the tribes of your fathers, you shall inherit. But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which ye let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and shall vex you in the land wherein ye dwell. Moreover, it shall come to pass that I shall do unto you as I thought to do unto them. Numbers 34 and 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye come into the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall unto you for an inheritance, even the land of Canaan, with the coast thereof. Then your south quarter shall be from the wilderness of Zin, along the coast of Eden, and your south border shall be the outmost coast of the salt sea eastward. And your border shall turn from the south to the ascent of Akrabim, and pass on to Zin. And the going forth thereof shall be from the south of Kadesh Barnea, and shall go on to Hazar Adar, and pass on to Asmon. And the border shall fetch a compass from Asmon unto the river of Egypt, and the goings out of it shall be at the sea. And as for the western border, you shall even have the great sea for a border. This shall be your west border. And this shall be your north border. From the great sea ye shall point out for you Mount Hor. From Mount Hor ye shall point out your border unto the entrance of Hamath. And the goings forth of the border shall be to Zedad. And the border shall go on to Ziphron, and the goings out of it shall be at Hazarinan. This shall be your north border. And you shall point out your east border from Hazarinan to Shaphan. And the coast shall go down from Shaphan to Ribla on the east side of Aen. And the border shall descend and shall reach into the side of the sea of Shinarath eastward. And the border shall go down to Jordan, and the goings out of it shall be at the salt sea. This shall be your land with the coast thereof round about. And Moses commanded the children of Israel, saying, This is the land which ye shall inherit by lot, which the Lord commanded to give unto the nine tribes and to the half tribe. For the tribe of the children of Reuben, according to the house of their fathers, and the tribe of the children of Gad, according to the house of their fathers, have received their inheritance, and half the tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance. The two tribes and the half tribe have received their inheritance on this side Jordan near Jericho eastward toward the sun rising. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, these are the names of the men which shall divide the land unto you: Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun. And ye shall take one prince of every tribe to divide the land by inheritance. And the names of the men are these: of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh. And of the tribe of the children of Simeon, Shemuel, the son of Amihud. Of the tribe of Benjamin, Eliadad, the son of Chrislon. And the prince of the tribe of the children of Dan, Bucky, the son of Jogli. The prince of the children of Joseph for the tribe of the children of Manasseh, Haniel, the son of Ephod. And the prince of the tribe of the children of Ephraim, Kemuel, the son of Shiftan. And the prince of the tribe of the children of Zebulun, Eliathan, the son of Parnak, and the prince of the tribe of the children of Issachar, Peltiel, the son of Azam, and the prince of the tribe of the children of Asher, Ahihud, the son of Shilomi, and the prince of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, Pedahiel, the son of Amihud. These are they whom the Lord commanded to divide the inheritance unto the children of Israel in the land of Canaan. The 35th, Numbers 35 and 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, command the children of Israel that they give unto the Levites of the inheritance of their possession cities to dwell in. And ye shall give also unto the Levites suburbs for the cities round about them. And the cities shall have the city shall they have to dwell in, and the suburbs of them shall be for their cattle and for their goods and for all their beasts. And the suburbs of the cities which ye shall give unto the Levites shall reach from the wall of the city and outward 1,000 cubits round about. And ye shall measure from without the city on the east side 2,000 cubits, and on the south side 2,000 cubits, and on the west side 2,000 cubits, and on the north side 2,000 cubits, and the city shall be in the midst. This shall be to them the suburbs on the city of the cities. And among the cities which ye shall give unto the Levites, there shall be 6 cities for refuge, which ye shall appoint for the manslayer, that he may flee thither, and to them ye shall add 42 cities. So all the cities which ye shall give to the Levites shall be 48 cities. Them shall ye give with their suburbs. And the cities which ye shall give shall be of the possession of the children of Israel. From them that have many ye shall give many, but from them that have few ye shall give few. Everyone shall give of his cities unto the Levites according to his inheritance which he inheriteth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye become over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall appoint your city, cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the slayer may flee thither, which killeth any person at unawares. And they shall be unto you cities for refuge from the avenger, that the manslayer die not until he stand before the congregation in judgment. And of these cities which ye shall give, 6 cities shall ye have for refuge. Ye shall give 3 cities on this side Jordan, and 3 cities shall ye give in the land of Canaan, which shall be cities of refuge. These 6 cities shall be a refuge both for the children of Israel and for the stranger and for the sojourner among them, that everyone that killeth any person unawares may flee thither. And if he smite him with an instrument of iron so that he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. And if he smite him with throwing a stone wherewith he may die and he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall be put to death. Or if he smite him with an hand weapon of wood, wherewith he may die, and he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. The revenger of blood himself shall slay the murderer. When he meeteth him, he shall slay him. But if he thrust him of hatred, or hurl at him by laying of weight that he die, or in enmity smite him with his hand that he die, he that smote him shall surely be put to death, for he is a murderer. The revenger of blood shall slay the murderer when he meeteth him. But if he thrust him suddenly without enmity, or have cast upon him anything without laying of weight, or with any stone wherewith a man may die, seeing him not, and cast it upon him that he die, and was not his enemy, neither sought his harm, then the congregation shall judge between the slayer and the revenger of blood according to these judgments. And the congregation shall deliver the slayer out of the hand of the revenger of blood, and the congregation shall restore him to the city of his refuge, whither he was fled, and he shall abide in it unto the death of the high priest, which was anointed with the holy oil. But if the slayer shall at any time come without the border of the city of his refuge, whither he was fled, and the revenger of blood find him without the border of the city of his refuge, and the revenger of blood kill the slayer, he shall not be guilty of blood, because he should have remained in the city of his refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the slayer shall return into the land of his possession. So these things shall be for a statute of judgment unto you throughout your generations and all your dwellings. Whoso killeth any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses, but one witness shall not testify against any person to cause him to die. Moreover, you shall take no satisfaction for the life of a murderer, which is guilty of death, but he shall be surely put to death. And ye shall take no satisfaction for him that hath fled to the city of his refuge, that he should come again to dwell in the land until the death of the priest. So ye shall not pollute the land wherein ye are, for blood, it defileth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. Defile not therefore the land which ye shall inhabit, wherein I dwell, for I the Lord dwell among the children of Israel. Now we're moving into Numbers, the 36th chapter, in the first verse. And the chief fathers of the families of the children of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, and the families of the sons of Joseph, came near and spake before Moses and before the princes, the chief fathers of the children of Israel. And they said, "The Lord commanded my Lord to give the land for an inheritance by lot to the children of Israel. And my Lord was commanded by the Lord to give the inheritance of Zelophehad, our brother, unto his daughters. And if they be married to any of the sons of the other tribes of the children of Israel, then shall their inheritance be taken from the inheritance of our fathers, and shall be put to the inheritance of the tribe whereunto they are received. So shall it be taken from the lot of our inheritance. And when the jubilee of the children of Israel shall be, then shall their inheritance be put unto the inheritance of the tribe whereunto they are received. So shall their inheritance be taken away from the inheritance of the tribe of our fathers." And Moses commanded the children of Israel according to the word of the Lord, saying, "The tribe of the sons of Joseph hath said well. This is the thing which the Lord doth command concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, Let them marry to whom they think best. Only to the family of the tribe of their father shall they marry. So shall not the inheritance of the children of Israel remove from tribe to tribe, for every one of the children of Israel shall keep himself to the inheritance of the tribe of his fathers. And every daughter that possesses an inheritance in any tribe of the children of Israel shall be wife unto one of the family of the tribe of her father, that the children of Israel may enjoy every man the inheritance of his fathers. Neither shall the inheritance remove from one tribe to another tribe, but every one of the tribes of the children of Israel shall keep himself to his own inheritance. Even as the Lord commanded Moses, so did the daughters of Zelophehad, for Mahla, Tirzah, and Hogla, and Milcah, and Noah, the daughters of Zelophehad, were married unto their father's brother's sons. And they were married into the families of the sons of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, and their inheritance remained in the tribe of the family of their father. These are the commandments and the judgments which the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses unto the children of Israel in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho. Thus we have ended the Numbers, and we're moving into the fifth book of the Bible, Deuteronomy. Start with the first chapter and the first verse. These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel on this side Jordan in the wilderness and in the plain over against the Red Sea between Paran and Tophel and Laban and Hazeroth and Dizahab, These are 11 days journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir unto Kadesh Barnea. And it came to pass in the 40th year in the 11th month on the first day of the month that Moses spake unto the children of Israel according to unto all that the Lord had given him in commandment unto them. After he had slain Sihon, the king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, which dwelt at Ashtaroth in at Edrei. On this side Jordan, in the land of Moab, began Moses to declare this law, saying, The Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, Ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn you, and take your journey, and go to the mount of the Amorites, and unto all the places nigh thereunto, in the plain, in the hills, and in the vale, and in the south, and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. And I spake unto you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. The Lord your God hath multiplied you, and behold, ye are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he hath promised you. How can I myself alone bear your cumbrance and your burden and your strife? Take you wise men and understanding and known among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you. And he answered me and said, The thing which thou hast spoken is good for us to do. So I took the chief of your tribes, wise men and known, and made them heads over you, captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, and captains over fifties, and captains over tens, and officers among your tribes. And I charged your judges at that time, saying, Hear the causes between your brethren, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him. Ye shall not respect persons in judgment, but ye shall hear the small as well as the great. Ye shall not be afraid of the face of man. For the judgment is God's, and the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I will hear it. And I commanded you at that time all the things which ye should do. And when ye departed from Horeb, we went through all that great and terrible wilderness, which ye saw by the way of the mountain of the Amorites, as the Lord our God commanded us, and we came to Kadesh Barnea. And I said unto you, Ye are come unto the mountain of the Amorites, which the Lord our God doth give unto us. The Lord thy God hath set the land before you, before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. And he came near unto me, every one of you, and said, We will send men before us, and they shall search us out the land, and bring us word again by what way we must go up, and into what city we shall come. And the saying pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe. And they turned and went into the mountain and came into the valley of Eshcol and searched it out. And they took of the fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down unto us and brought us word again and said, It is a good land which the Lord our God doth give us. Notwithstanding, ye would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. And you murmured in your tents and said, Because the Lord hated us, he hath brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us. Whither shall we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, The people is greater and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there. Then I said unto you, Dread not, neither be afraid of them. The Lord your God, which goeth before you, he shall fight for you, according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes, and in the wilderness, where thou hast seen how that the Lord thy God bare thee, as a man doth bear his son, in all the way that ye went until ye came into this place, saying, Ye did not believe the Lord your God, who went in the way before you, to search you out a place to pitch your tents in, and fire by night, to shew you by what way ye should go, and in the cloud by day. And the Lord heard the voice of your words, and was wroth, and sware, saying, Surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land which I swear to give unto your fathers, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. He shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he hath trodden upon, and to his children, because he hath wholly followed the Lord. Also the Lord was angry with me for your sakes, saying, thou shalt also not go in thither. But Joshua, the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go in thither. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Moreover, your little ones, which he said should be a prey, and your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil, they shall go in thither. And unto them will I give it, and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn you and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. Then ye answered and said unto me, we have sinned against the Lord. We will go up and fight according to all that the Lord our God commanded us. And when ye had girded on every man his weapons of war, ye were ready to go up into the hill. And the Lord said unto me, say unto them, go not up, neither fight, for I am not among you, lest ye be smitten before your enemies. So I spake unto you, and ye would not hear, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord, and went presumptuously up into the hill. And the Amorites, which dwelt in that mountain, came out against you and chased you as bees do, and destroyed you in Seir, even unto Hamath. And you returned and wept before the Lord, but the Lord would not hearken to your voice, nor give ear unto you. So ye abode in Kadesh many days, according unto the days that ye abode there. Thank God for the reading of his word. That was Deuteronomy, the first chapter. And that takes us from page 114 to page 117. I think that will end this for now. So we thank God for the reading of his word. And at this time, the broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you mind reading chapter 2?
No, I don't mind at all.
Would you go ahead and read chapter 2, please?
Okay, yes. All right, so we're going to go right back into Deuteronomy, the second chapter, and the first verse. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake unto me, and we compassed Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northward. And command thou the people, saying, ye are to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir, and they shall be afraid of you. Take ye good heed unto yourselves, therefore. Meddle not with them, for I will not give you of their land. No, not so much as a foot breadth, because I have given Mount Seir unto Esau for possession. Ye shall buy meat of them for money, that ye may eat, and ye shall also buy water of them for money, that ye may drink. For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord thy God hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked. And when we pass by from our brethren, the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, through the way of the plain from Elath and from Ezion Gabor, we turned and passed by the way of the wilderness of Moab. And the Lord said unto me, distress not the Moabites, neither contend with them in battle, for I will not give thee of their land for a possession, because I have given Ar unto the children of Lot for a possession. The Emims dwelt therein in times past, a people great and many and tall, as the Anakims, which also were accounted giants as the Anakims, but the Moabites called them Enims. The Horims also dwelt in Seir before time, but the children of Esau succeeded them when they had destroyed them from before them and dwelt in their stead, as Israel did unto the land of his possession, which the Lord gave unto them. Now rise up, said I, and get you over the brook Zered. And we went over the brook Zered in the space in which we came from Kadesh Barnea until we were come over the brook Zered was 38 years, until all the generation of the men of war were wasted out from among the host, as the Lord sware unto them. For indeed, the hand of the Lord was against them to destroy them from among the host until they were consumed. So it came to pass, when all the men of war were consumed and dead from among the people, that the Lord spake unto me, saying, Thou art to pass over through Ar, the coast of Moab, this day. And when thou comest nigh over against the children of Ammon, distress them not, nor meddle with them, for I will not give thee of the land of the children of Ammon any possession, because I have given it unto the children of Lot for a possession. That also was accounted a land of giants. Giants dwelt therein in old time, and the Ammonites called them Zanzumans, a people great and many and tall as the Anakims, but the Lord destroyed them before them, and they succeeded them and dwelt in their stead, as he did to the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, when he destroyed their horns before them, and they succeeded them and dwelt in their stead, even unto this day. And the Avims, which dwelt in Hazarim, even unto Azaz, the Kaphtorims, which came forth out of Kaphtor, destroyed them and dwelt in their stead. Rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given it into thine hand, Sihon, the Amorite, king of Heshbon, in his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. This day will I begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the whole heaven. Who shall hear report of thee and shall tremble and be in anguish because of thee? And I sent messengers out of the wilderness of Kedemoth unto Sihon, king of Heshbon, with words of peace, saying, Let me pass through thy land. I will go along by the highway. I will neither turn unto the right hand nor to the left. Thou shalt sell me meat for money that I may eat, and give me water for money that I may drink. Only I will pass through on my feet. As the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, and the Moabites, which dwell in Ar, did unto me, until I shall pass over Jordan into the land which the Lord our God giveth us. But Sihon, king of Heshbon, would not let us pass by him. For the Lord thy God hardened his spirit, and made his heart obstinate, that he might deliver him into thy hand as appeareth this day. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have begun to give Sihon and his land before thee. Begin to possess it, that thou mayest inherit his land. Then Sihon came out against us, he and all his people, to fight at Jaaz. And the Lord our God delivered him before us, and we smote him and his sons and all his people. And we took all his cities at that time, and utterly destroyed the men and the women and the little ones of every city. We left none to remain. Only the cattle we took for prey unto ourselves, and the spoil of the cities which we took. From Aror, which is by the brink of the river of Arnon, and from the city that is by the river, even unto Gilead, there was not one city too strong for us. The Lord our God delivered all unto us. Only unto the land of the children of Ammon thou camest not, nor into any place of the river of Jabbok, nor into the cities and the mountains, nor into whatsoever the Lord our God forbade us. Amen.
Amen.
And that was the second chapter of Deuteronomy. First throughout the 37th verse, may God ever add a blessing to the reading of his word. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist. God bless.
Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the beautiful reading of the word of God. And I tell you, the word was just touching my heart. And I pray that you also were touched through the word of God, through the reading of the word of God. It just came to life. And just thinking on what God commanded the children of Israel, what he promised to give to them. You know, God has promises for us. And if we obey the Lord and not rebel, if we move when God says move, whatever God has for us, it is for us. And we will possess it. Praise the Lord. But we must be obedient. As we see, there were those who decided that they didn't want to obey the Lord at the time when God spoke to them, and they perished. Lord, and the same thing can happen to us. You know, but I thank God for his mercy and for his grace. And I just thank God for all of you who took the time to listen in to this broadcast. And we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Maybe you have a desire to receive something of the Lord, a blessing. You're looking for an answer. You're looking for healing, deliverance, whatever it is that you're looking for. God has it for you, and he wants to give it to you. If you don't know the Lord and you want to get to know him, he will make himself known to you. But you must continue to seek the Lord earnestly and truthfully, and God will make himself known to you. If you're in sin and you are tired of living in sin, you're tired of the life that you are living and the things that are happening, it's time to make a change. It's time to repent and accept the Lord as your personal Savior. It's time to turn away from your ways, from the ways of the world. It's time to walk away from sin and ask God to forgive you and to save you. And we're going to God in prayer, and whatever you are desiring for God to do for you today, just believe the Lord. Have faith and believe God and just take God at his word. As some of the children of Israel, we see from hearing the word of God, they didn't take God at his word. They were looking at the giants. They were looking at this and looking at that, all the walled up cities, and everything was distracting them. But we must trust God and take him at his word. And whatever God says for us to do, just do it. It doesn't matter what's in front of us. If you see a giant, don't let the giant distract you. If you see a problem, don't let the problem distract you, but take God at his word and just believe God, knowing, staying within yourself. God said it, I believe it, and that settles that. And then walk all over the giant. Walk all over that problem. Just step on over it, because God promised it. Amen. So at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord, and we're going to ask Evangelist May if she would take us to the throne of grace. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Eternal God and our Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for the reading of the word that was read on today. The word of God will penetrate somebody's heart that they will turn from their way and give their life unto you. For we know that thou art the life giver. We know that you're able to save, you're able to heal, you're able to forgive. Lord, you can do everything. We pray, Lord Jesus, that somebody would give their life unto you before it's too late, that they would get in a hurry for their soul. I pray that you touch right now, strengthen, heal, and deliver, oh Lord, all those who are suffering. Oh, my God, those who are going through their tests and trials, bodies afflicted with cancer. We know you're able to heal and you're able to deliver them. You can work a miracle in their life. Ink them to look to you and to turn to you with all their heart. Help them, O Lord, not to lean to their own understanding, but to take you at your word. You're able to do the thing that seems to be impossible. We know you can do it today. We are trusting in you. We know that thou art all-powerful and almighty. Deliver today those who are afflicted with diabetes and high blood pressure. Oh, my God, I know you're able, Jesus. Touch right now, Lord. Bring down the high blood pressure. Move the diabetes. Have your way, Lord. Let the Spirit of God prevail and the blood of Jesus cover. Find the works of Satan. Cast him out today. Help us to take you at your word. Help us to depend on you, O Lord, and not to look to ourselves or anyone else, but help us to look to you who is
can do all things. Courage your people, and that you will continue to strengthen, oh Lord. Oh my God, we pray that you continue to bless through the reading of the word of God. Thy word is so powerful. Your word is mighty. In the name of Jesus, your word can reach anybody here, anywhere. We know you're able today, oh Lord.
Yes,
touch, Lord. Bless them more, oh Lord. Let the Spirit of God be there, Lord. Move in a miraculous way. Touch, oh Lord. Somebody is carrying a burden. We know thou art a burden bearer. Lift the burden right now, Lord. Strengthen, oh Lord. Encourage your people. Look on us, oh Lord. We that are serving you. Help us to go through. Help us to stand our test and trials. Help us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Help us, oh Lord. We know you're able, Lord. Take us through, oh Lord. Help us to seek to do your will and to please you in every way and not ourselves, but help us to crucify self and put self to death. Help us to be willing to suffer for you. Help us, Jesus.
Okay.
Oh, my God, look upon every soul that was listening to the word of God and everyone that is on this broadcast. We pray that you touch them right now, Lord.
Touch,
strengthen
Lord.
And increase their faith. Help them to look. We know you're able, oh, Lord. We pray that you look on Evangelist Khadijah, Evangelist Amin. We pray that you continue to bless them, oh, Lord. Continue to have your way. Continue to lead and guide them and direct them the way you would have them to go. And continue to bless this broadcast. And we thank you today. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for how you continue to bless us and you continue to make ways for us. We thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the name of Jesus. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for how you keep making ways for us. I thank you, Jesus, for the souls who tune into the podcast. We thank you today, Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you for your mercy. We pray that you continue to look on us with compassion. Help us to go through. Help us to stand. And we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for all things. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
You can go ahead and have remarks in God's name.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for the reading of the word of God. That word is powerful. And it teaches us and shows us what the children of Israel went through and the miracles that God worked to bring them out. And I tell you, I always enjoy listening to the word of God. I love to hear just read. And nothing else being said, just the word of God being read. It gives you a chance to concentrate and to think on how the Lord worked back in that day and time and how he delivered the souls. And he's still delivering today. God is still working miracles today.
Amen.
He can take us through everything that we seem to be going through. Glory to God. So let us keep listening to the word of God. And most of all, let us take the word of God in that we may grow thereby. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for this broadcast. And I want to encourage Evangelist Khadijah to continue with the reading of the word of God. And Evangelist Amin, continue to let the Lord have his way in your life. Somebody is being blessed. I know I'm being blessed. I can't really speak for nobody else, but I can speak for myself. I'm being blessed through this broadcast. So be encouraged. Continue to do the will of the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks and for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist May. And I tell you, the Lord has touched me and encouraged my heart. And I want to encourage everyone to just take the word of God in. The word of God is so powerful, as was stated. And just listening to the word of God, it's like you can just envision
what God was doing in that time. It's just painting a picture of what was going on and causing us to see the example that was set so that we don't fall into the same example or go into the way of error. We see what happened to the children of Israel who rebelled. They had they perished. You know, but God did great and mighty things for his people. But he gave us a choice. He doesn't make us do anything, hallelujah, but he will give us a choice. And they had a choice. They could believe God or not believe God, and they chose not to believe. But those who did believe, they were blessed, and God gave them possession. He gave them life. The ones who didn't believe, they died. And they even spoke some things on themselves and on their loved ones. But God didn't let that happen to their little ones and their loved ones. He just let it happen to them. You know, so God is a mighty God, and he's so compassionate. And I just want to encourage everyone listening, keep listening to the word of God, and also continue to read the word of God. Read that word. You might not understand everything you read, but continue to read it, and at some point, God will give you the interpretation. He'll open up your understanding. God will do it. So keep reading by faith, and God will show you exactly what his word is about. So we're going to ask Evangelist Khadija, do you have any remarks, Evangelist, you would like to give?
Lord, I just thank God also for the reading of the word, also for the prayer, both of the prayers that went forth, and, you know, this reading of how Moses, he began to talk to the children of Israel and remind them of what they did, what their fathers did in the wilderness. And he began to even say, you know, their disobedience, it caused him to even miss out. And I was, you know, just thinking of how God is so merciful that even though they messed up time and time again, he still kept them through the wilderness, even though those 40 years had to pass. And he still, you know, I know we'll read about that at a later time, but how he didn't allow their shoes to wear out. He didn't allow their clothes to wear out. He still protected them and allowed them to prosper wherever they went because he was in the midst of Israel. And it, you would think that when they messed up and God told them, you know, you messed up here, you know, that they would try to get back in line, but they just, and sometimes we do the same thing. We do the same thing, but God is so merciful to us and he's so gracious. And we can definitely take a lesson. Don't let anybody cause you to miss how long your blessing. You know, Moses, he could have been bitter against Joshua, but, you know, he knew it wasn't for him to lead the children of Israel, the new generation, into the promised land because of his own failure. So he began to instruct Joshua, the next generation. And I tell you, I'm enjoying this, but I don't have anything else to thank God for. You, Evangelist Hameen, letting God have his way. And thank God for you, Evangelist Nebel, and your willingness to just be a part of this. And I tell you, how long have we been on this? We gone on 3 years? Our third year, maybe?
It would be 3 years, Lord's will.
3 years. Thank God. Mm-hmm. Thank God for your all of it, your faithfulness, sticking to it. Amen. Keep on doing the will of God. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Khadija. And it's just so much in it. And it's just keep on reading. Amen. Let's keep reading the word of God. Because as Evangelist Khadija began to speak, that something else came to mind. Just to think of how merciful God is. And I'm just going to say this and we're going to close out the broadcast. God was so merciful. He didn't let the rebellious children of Israel die suddenly. he just let the time pass. You know, they died over the course of the 40 years. And
yeah,
I believe he did that because of their little ones, you know, their younger ones. And God naturally, so that it wouldn't be so a great noticeable thing for such a large amount of people to just die all in one day. You know, but that just came to mind as you were speaking, and I tell you, God is just so full of mercy and so full of compassion.
Amen.
And so let's continue to pray one for another. And there was something else I wanted to mention about the we're having a climaxing service tonight of the Sunday School Convention. And this is the, which number is this? 48. Wow. 48. The 48th annual Sunday School Convention. It started on Friday night down at True Holiness Temple Church of God in Athens, Georgia, where Pastor Mark Holds is the pastor. And the climaxing service is this evening, Lord's will, at 7 p.m. So let us continue to pray for the blessing of the Sunday School Convention. And sorry I missed it this time, but I look forward to going the next time. This is the Lord's will. So anything else before we close out?
Yes, I just want to remind everyone that Evangelist Cynthia is scheduled to preach March the 5th, that's next week, next Sunday, I believe it is, in the afternoon at 3 p.m. at 1400 Kenwood Avenue, Camden, New Jersey, and that's the God Loves You ministry.
Amen.
God is love ministry. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we are looking forward to supporting her. It's the Lord's will.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So let us keep Evangelist Cynthia in our prayers. Pray that the Lord will bless.
Amen.
Even at that church, I tell you, God is a mighty God. So we thank the Lord for that reminder. Anything else before we close out? If not, we thank God for this broadcast. Thank God for all of you. Once again, we thank you for your prayers and your support. And we want you to just reflect on the Word of God throughout the course of the week. Keep your mind on the Lord. And until our next broadcast, we look forward to you tuning in with us on Friday evening at 7 p.m. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.